Because here's the deal. I was paying all this money for live show. What are you doing, Giuliani?
My belt is killing me, so I'm taking off my belt.
Not the belt that's killing you. So all your doctor's appointments.
Buffalo wings I just ate. Is this all fodder? Are we doing the Just Between Us Girls? Or are we?
We're just shooting the shit.
I know it's not live, but I didn't know if you were doing a Just Between Us Girls or if I'm going to say something embarrassing and then suddenly the music's going to start.
No. I wish I would have been prepared for that. I didn't even consider that. Welcome to the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Show for season 13. Holy shit. Episode 0, titled Meet the Queens. My name is Joe Batanz, and I am joined, as always, by the host with the most. And by the most, I mean, let's be honest. From the podcast pod, is my co-pilot. Please say, I don't stop drama. I am the end of drama. All right, you got that? Because I have the what? Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And I am a performer. All right, there you go. To Taylor, the latte boy. Hello, Taylor, the latte boy. It's been a long time.
It has. I'm back. I'm back, back, back again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In style, you're back, back, back again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a hell of a year since we are. For me, it's been six. It's only been like 6 months.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. It's 6 months for me. I mean, Lord knows the runaway train that is the drag waste universe.
Yeah.
Universe didn't stop a couple of weeks ago when Holland was done. I think you and I talked and I said it was so weird not watching a show about drag queens the next week, where you almost had that like triggered of where you're like, well, I need to check in and see who's going to win Drag Race Holland.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, you're telling me. Yeah. I did All Stars. Didn't know this. Fakata Drag Race Holland. I didn't even do Drag Race Canada. But I was exhausted by it. We did a Drag Race Thailand thing. I am officially sick of Drag Race. So
season 13.
Season 13, everybody. Hooray. No, actually, I actually still do get excited for the flagship season. I still get excited for All Stars. I get excited, really excited for Dragula. It's these ancillary shows. It's the Camp Wanakiki's, the Drag Race Canada, the Drag Race Holland. I actually like Drag Race UK, but even that is just like, oh my God. like I can't, right? But
now we've got Drag Race Spain.
Oh, Drag Race
coming this year.
Drag Race.
I mean, it's going to be 52 weeks of drag queens. That's really, she's just setting it up so that there's just one after the other, after the other, after the other.
Well, look, if you're a listener, it is what a time to be alive, because you have me and you on the flagship RuPaul's Drag Race American version, but we have Ben and Fraser over on Drag Race UK coming in a couple of weeks. And so they're going to get, well, they're going to get the fat American one and then the thin.
If you like cheeseburgers, be sure to listen to the flagship show.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you like a healthy salad,
sure. Listen
to Drag Race UK recap.
Sure. Sure. Now, Taylor, let me tell you something here. We are going to do things a little bit differently today. We've done it like this before. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm actually probably only on a few occasions am I going to play the audio, but I really want to get in and out of here because I'm on vacation, as you know.
Yes.
So the last time I don't want to do trying to wrangle Lori in under 3 hours is enough. And I know you have there's a pandemic raging on, but you're going to Disney World tomorrow. And so.
Yes, I am.
Which I just.
While wearing a mask and socially distancing. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I did see that Walt Disney World was, if you weren't wearing a mask on those photo things, putting the masks on you. Do you know about this?
Yes. Yes, I did see that. But then the fear is now that people will just take the masks off because they figure, they'll Photoshop it on me later.
Yeah. Have fun tomorrow. Anyway, what I want to talk about is this. And this is weird because, there was a part of me that was like, oh God, because they, you know, they dropped this season just like that surprise announcement this week about this season premiering New Year's Day. We're doing the Meet the Queens right now, though, in the middle of December, and this week we did, you know, they dropped everything right at once. And there was a part of me like, ugh, I got to do Meet the Queens during my vacation. But then there is a small silver lining, Taylor.
Yeah.
And then it was your birthday last week, wasn't it?
Yes. It was my birthday.
Did you have a nice birthday? What did you do?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no. What happened?
It was just not, which, I mean, I am not unique in my... I'm not the only person that didn't have a great birthday this year. I was particularly excited in the beginning of the year before any of this started that my birthday was actually on a Saturday, that it wasn't a day that I was going to have to work, you know, or take a day off from work. And, and it, everything, we were supposed to go to the Dragon Drive.
Had
like Bianca Del Rio and Aquaria and Violet Chachki. And that got, because it was actually on my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was excited because we don't ever really go out and do things like a date night. My husband is still very anxious about the idea of being around people, so I'm like, this is great, we'll go, we'll get a drive through someplace, we'll go, we'll sit, we'll watch Bianca Del Rio.
Where would you go to get a drive through what would you have gotten? I'm assuming the store you did not go.
No, well, because they postponed it until February. So that was the first disappointment. But we would have gone through, I mean, as far as drive throughs go, maybe like a Wendy's. Or
And what would you get at this Wendy's?
I would get a Dave's Double, no lettuce, no tomato, no onion.
Okay.
And I would get a 4-piece chicken nugget with sweet and sour sauce, regular, not spicy.
The
nuggets.
Yeah.
And I would get a bottle of water. I've gotten to where, like, French fries for me are, I don't like French fries anymore. So I just tend to get, maybe if they have like a little 99-cent chicken thing, you know, I get that instead of French fries, because I figure that's, yes, it's still fried food, but it's fried protein versus just, you know, there's nothing nutritional about French fries.
Okay, so then that got postponed. When did you find out about that?
Monday or Tuesday.
Have Monday you ever thought to yourself that maybe you shouldn't buy tickets to drag events?
That is a very good point, that maybe I'm just not meant to. Well, no, we went to Battle on the Catwalk after season 8. God, was that long ago? And so I have actually seen a couple of Drag Race contestants, but and there was issues about the holidays between whether or not we were actually going to go to, because we were supposed to go to Philly this year, and then we're not going to Philly, and that turned into a whole thing. And then there was talk about possibly going to my friend Taffy's house, but then we weren't doing that. But this was the first year that her grandson was going to be here, and she wanted us to meet her grandson, and that turned into a whole thing. And eventually I had myself a small tantrum at just about everybody within my close circle of friends and said, everybody needs to figure this out. I'm going for a walk. And I threw on my sneakers and my shorts, and I walked for about 4 miles.
Wait, hold on for a second. So you're saying that everyone that was one of your close friends heard you have a tantrum?
No, everyone that was affected by any sort of going around. I see what you tried to do there, and cock blocking you with that. That everybody that was involved in this particular issue, because there is, you know, the possibility of being around people, and it is the holidays, but if we were able to do so safely, but then that turns into a thing, and then even me going to Disney tomorrow was a thing. So at one point I was talking to my other co-host Rodan about it, and it just turned into where I eventually said, you know what, for my birthday, I don't want to talk about this anymore. You all figure out what we're doing.
Oh my God.
And I removed myself from the situation.
It's
and
your it was birthday. You can cry if you want to. Now let me ask you
this. And I didn't.
You didn't
but
cry.
I came close to it. No, I did not cry. Yeah. No, because I more, you know, I just kind of threw a tantrum where I stomped my feet and I talked loudly, and kind of worked.
Well, you know, you're my friend. You're a valuable person on the Afterthought Media team.
Thank you.
And so I thought we should really celebrate Taylor's birthday, but I couldn't think of what to get you for your birthday. Right? I just couldn't, because you're very difficult. You know, you're a very difficult person to shop for. Like,
I am the prima donna of the network. As you
sure
said,
are. Yeah. Well, this story proves it. And You know, like, for instance, if I got you Wonder Woman socks, you would have been, no, I didn't really want that. I wanted a Wonder Woman Christmas ornament, or vice versa. I didn't know where to go. So finally, I just call you and I say, what do you want? And you just say, get me a gift card, and I'm fine with easy, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, your birthday was this past Saturday, correct?
It was this past Saturday.
I want to tell you about my Saturday. So my Saturday, I had to wake up really early and drive to Malibu. Because, you know, we're going, my family, personally, even more than Los Angeles, we started yesterday, actually, an extreme lockdown. Because we want to have a traditional indoor Christmas Eve with my brother and his family. So my brother and his family aren't seeing anybody. They're doing nothing for 2 weeks. We're doing the same, right? Which... Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to sneak out of the house like a teenager to go to McDonald's in the morning, but whatever, right? And so I had to get all my socialization in last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in Malibu, saw Mercedes, socially distanced outdoor social call on my friends Chris and Mercedes. It was beautiful. I could send you a picture. I was there till about 3 p.m. Then I drove back. Then, oh, you're going to love this. Oh, this is actually a good question here. Good thing here. Ready?
Okay. Okay.
You know the Casual Cow, correct? We both shop there, right?
Yes. I wish I could take credit for that, but that is a former coworker of mine calls the Casual Mail the Casual Cow because it is a big and large store. So yes. That is what we call it when we go there. Yes.
And so they sent me one of those like gift certificates, you know, like those like a coupon, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, I need new jeans anyway. And also everyone should know the Casual Cow. I don't know why they call it the Casual Cow. They should call it the Millionaire Cow because it's so fucking expensive. So yes. Expensive. Very, very pricey.
Well, they're buying fabric by the yard for, you know, one pair of pants. So.
True. So here's my question. I bought 2 pairs of jeans. Now, I'm going to say there were a variety of specials that were able to combine there. I bought 2 pairs of jeans at the Casual Cow. Taylor the Latte Boy, how much did I spend?
What brand were said?
Oh,
jeans?
The in-house brand.
The in-house brand.
True okay. Blue, I believe is what it's called.
Okay, so I am going to say I'm not a jeans wearer anymore. No. And I know that you can get jeans for $20. You can get jeans for, you know, $500.
I'll tell you this. I'll give you a hint. The 2 jeans retailed, both combined for $126.
Okay. And then with all of your discounts and everything, I am going to say you got the jeans for $45.
Each or together?
Together.
$36.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was so proud. But he had to do curbside pickup, so it was finally ready. It takes him a while to put that together. I ordered the day before. And so immediately after Christmas, I have to drive to the Casual Mail and pick up those jeans. And then I drove home and I was exhausted. And my boyfriend hadn't talked to me all day, so we talked and I went to bed. And
you're going to, I can't, okay, all right, okay, go ahead. Oh, I'm really not a horrible person. Okay, go ahead with the story.
The next morning, I wake up. I go, let me see what time it is. I grab my phone. And there's a message from this Taylor the Latte Boy. Shaking me down for his Amazon gift card. What did you need the Amazon gift card for so badly?
I didn't need it for anything. Okay. All right. Here's why. So one of the reasons that my birthday sucked was...
You're missing an Amazon gift card?
Because I didn't get my Amazon gift card. Yeah. No, because I had thought through the day that none of my family reached out to wish me a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, I went to bed that night thinking no one had texted me or anything like that, with the exception of my mother.
Yeah.
And... So, like, where, you know, my sisters, I hadn't heard from my sisters, I hadn't heard from my niece, I hadn't heard from my nephew. So that just kind of, added salt onto the wound.
Sure.
And then, so on Sunday, I start getting all of these text messages that are dated Saturday from family members and from friends and that kind of thing. So that is why I reached out to you.
Yeah. You know what's funny? What's funny, everyone should know, Taylor said at one point in the message, I know you will use this for comedy fodder. What's funny is I had not even thought of using it for comedy fodder. I really did. If you wouldn't have said that, it wouldn't have even crossed my mind. I had actually thought about it the previous night before, but I was like, meh. What does it matter? He's asleep now. What does it matter if I do it now? Little did I know you were furiously checking your phone every 15 minutes.
Right. To see I was adding things to my yeah. cart and yeah. Amazon, just like waiting to yeah. get that link so that I yeah. could just, well, it feels like I'm getting it for free if yeah. I just click on the link and then yeah. do the thing. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, happy birthday, Taylor. So let me tell you how I want to do this today's show. Okay.
Today's show.
I want to open it up on YouTube. Okay. The Meet the Queens video, but not the audio. We're not going to play the audio. Okay. But I want, you know what? We have done something like this before. I want to do, oh shit. I forgot my iPad where I had my notes. Shit. I want to do
here
this
comes thing. That strong focus, that strong dance focus.
Yeah. What I want to do is I want to play the video. And maybe if you want to play the video yourself, I don't know. And have it go in real time. Okay. But in other words, we only spend per queen what they spend on them in this thing. Does that make sense?
Sure. Okay.
Now I have YouTube Premium. So the reason I bring that up is I don't get commercials. I don't know if you do or not.
Can you share the screen with me?
Oh, that is a good question. I think I can actually, because I do understand this thing here. And yes, I can actually. Can you see it?
Okay. Yes, I can see it.
Okay.
It says Joe Batanz is presenting. That's not anything I ever want to see on a video.
Oh, screen. I think you want to see it, Taylor. I think you want to see it.
I'm good.
Oh, wait a minute. What the fuck is this shit right here? Oh my God, guys. Wait, hold on. This is not planned. This is not anything right now that I planned. You're going to be surprised when I tell you this right here. Where's the breaking news segment? Breaking news. Not planned at all. I just got an email from official producer of the show, Luke Stamen, with notes on the cast.
Wow.
Major points for a producer.
Hometown boy
Luke
does
Stamen.
Good.
Yeah. Wow. Someone needs money for Christmas.
Whereas usually the title of the article is Hometown Boy Kills Four. But
yeah. Oh yeah. 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 People missing somewhere in Ohio. You know. Anyway, so now I have notes here. Oh my God, so interesting.
I have some notes on everybody. I just watched it a second time, or I just kind of scrolled through to like hit each of the names and jotted down a couple of things.
Okay.
I know that if you watch all the queens together, it's 44 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, I have it right there in front of me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have like 4 minutes for each queen to talk about. I have some distinct thoughts on each one, but
I think you can, there's a feature where you can skip to the next one.
Yes, there is. There is I was doing that, but
so
do we want to do like initial just thoughts?
Sure.
Before
but why don't
we talk
we do
about
this?
It specifically?
Let's stay completely quiet because I'm going to go get my iPad and I want to be able to find the audio.
Okay.
All right. I'll be back. Everyone will hear a beep. We'll be back right after this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
All right. I got to get something off my chest. By the time I finish watching RuPaul's Drag Race 2 times, recording 2 different shows about it, and spending my entire week around RuPaul's Drag Race, the last thing I want to do is listen to other podcasts about RuPaul's Drag Race. But people are constantly saying, do you listen to this podcast or that podcast? And I'll be honest with you, I don't, because I barely have time to record the one that I do. And I this sits on me, on my chest. So I have to get it off my chest, because I'm like, is this hindering my growth as a creator? So I'm glad I told you guys this, so you guys can stop recommending shows or asking me if I listen to Race Chaser or Sibling Rivalry. We all carry around different stressors, by the way. Big, small, serious, silly. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. Can you imagine if I went to therapy with this? And to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I have benefited tremendously from therapy. Tremendously. And it's a way for me to work out different problems that I've had. And I've shared those problems with you before. If you have stressors in your life, you need to talk them out. That's how you release the toxicity, is by talking it out. And therapy can help do that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. When they designed it to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire and they'll match you with a licensed therapist. And by the way, if you don't like your therapist, you can just switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragrace.
Excellent.
Taylor, what were your initial impressions of the cast overall after watching it?
Well, I would say that the first thing is, you know that I love when they do the themes every year. They do the color story for all of the queens.
Sure.
And I know last year was red, white, and blue. We've seen where it's all black and white in the past. We've seen where it's they did all the different goddesses the one year, I think, for season five. I was not a fan of this color story of them all with the muted pastels.
Yeah.
I did not like that in particular. That was the first thing that stood up. As far as the actual queens themselves, I wasn't overwhelmed. I wasn't underwhelmed. I was just kind of whelmed. There are like a few that stand out as somebody that are very interesting to me. Watching the video the second time, there were four in particular that I was like, oh, I forgot that I watched this video yesterday. So there was just sort of that. But those are kind of my first initial thoughts.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I'm somewhat in the same boat. I will say this, though. I think this is what you were trying to say, is there's nobody that I can think of. Maybe we'll change that when I go, oh, no, there's one person who I don't like. And then at one point, you probably guess who it is. I was like, oh, well, that's why I don't like them. No wonder this now I get it. Why I don't like them. They just revealed the missing piece here, where I was like, right. Why don't I like this person? And then I was like, oh, that's right, because that person. All right. And then, but other than that, everyone else I had either middling to positive feelings about. There were some outfits that were questionable. But for the most part, I didn't mind the color scheme so much, but I don't like colors. I don't see color, Taylor. That's what it is, what I'm trying to say.
I will
say this. There is some disappointing news, which we'll feel later in the season. In that, this is usually when we do our, okay, who's in the top this, top that. I happen to know the order.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I already know the order.
Okay.
And so I can't weigh in. And in fact, what I'm going to try and do is give my honest opinion without letting it affect me knowing what place they come in. I will say I had already watched it once. Here's what happened. So Aiden, and for those of you who are new to the show, Aiden is the name of my boyfriend.
The first lady of Afterthought
Media. The first lady of Afterthought Media, who, by the way, I wanna brag about this to anyone who will hear.
Okay.
Yesterday he decided to he got me to play this Switch game called Fire Emblem Three Houses. Do you know this game?
I am very familiar with this because of my husband played it for weeks when it came out months ago.
And he got me to play it, but I don't know what the fuck's going on in this game. And I only chose, you can choose one of three houses. I only chose the one that had the cutest guys in it. And he goes, well, let me see your screen so I can explain it to you, because the video game doesn't do a good job explaining it. And he knew, everyone knew, he knew what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
We FaceTimed Taylor. It was so fucking hot. He was in his underwear. Okay.
Okay.
And his balls were hanging out.
Right? Jesus Christ.
And it was so fucking hot. And also, I everyone, because you know he's younger than I am by like two or three years. I mean, decades. And he has gotten, I've known this, but when I saw the picture going, Joe, remember this? When I'm not even joking, I did touch myself.
I was going to say, could you focus? Because the picture was moving up and down so quickly because of just the other body movements going on.
Anyway, he knew what he was doing. He wore these tiny little shirts. But anyway, he's gotten so thick.
What?
Oh, yeah. Aiden, you know what? I'm going to send you. Where's my phone? My phone's not in here. I'm not going to, it's not worth it. But later, I will send you a cropped picture. I go, baby, I'm taking screenshots of this. Oh, my God. Oh, God. It's so fucking hot, Taylor. Anyway. So I don't know. So he watched it with me. He wanted to watch Meet the Queens with me. We watched it together. And then afterwards, he went on and he told me who was in what order. Then I went and tried it. So I have my notes here are based on actually those initial thoughts.
Okay.
But I found out afterward, before my second viewing, I did watch it again, just as you did. I was like, oh, well, that makes sense now. So I'm going to try and keep that. And actually, don't look too closely at my notes, because they are written on my notes.
Okay, well, I can't see them from here, especially because the video, the YouTube video, is really big, so you're just sort of a thumbnail at this point.
Okay, perfect. All right, Taylor, so should we start? Should we get into this?
Well, I have a question that kind of goes back to what, because I'm going to, at the end, I will give my thoughts on first third, second third, top third, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And Aiden gave his thoughts on that, and then you just spoiled for him who everybody is?
No. Aiden spoiled it for me. He went on Spoiled Drag Race.
Oh, I was going to say, because we could share what Aiden thought too, and Aiden, you could be the voice of Aiden.
Yeah, no. I can say this. The reason he went on there was he was very curious to see where Candy Muse fell in the whole thing. And so in finding that out, he found out the whole list.
Okay.
Don't read into that, by the way. She could be top four. She could be the first one gone.
I didn't read into that.
Where she falls, who knows? By the way, if she fell, that would be what a fall.
Well, we'll all know, because we'll all jump up for an inch and then land.
Yeah. All the king's horsemen wouldn't be able to put her back together again. All right, Taylor Latte Boy, let's start this. I'm going to start it by starting the video. That way we can refer to a visual. But, and by the way, if you are, we're going to start with Denali.
Yes.
If you're following along at home, you can, you know, watch this video and you'll know what we're talking about. Denali is 28 years old. She's a former figure skater with years of performance experience. In fact, she has 2.5 years of drag experience. She's originally from Alaska. She's a third degree black belt, and she's scared of Snatch Game. Taylor, what are your thoughts on Denali, looking at this, or your general thoughts?
Well, I have a question. Is she an ice skater? Is she a figure skater? I don't know if she mentioned that enough during her interview.
Yeah. Figure skaters are always very proud of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and figure skaters should be. I because I couldn't do that. I've been on ice skates, I think, twice in my life and never again. I wrote down, is she an ice skater? Joe will like her as a boy.
Oh, I've never seen her as a boy. You've seen her as a boy?
No. I'm just saying, I don't know what any of them look like out of drag. Okay. But I feel like she is somebody that I'm going to have to hear this Denali is so fucking hot. Oh my God, she's just so fucking. So I'm going to have to hear that. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that she's from Alaska. She's from some place that we have not seen a queen before. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. It's not just the LA, Chicago, New mm-hmm. York, New Orleans. You know, I like that we're seeing that. That being said, I kind of feel like she's middle of the road.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I actually, believe it or not, for an ice skating outfit and matching, I actually really like this outfit. I think she's beautiful. She has a beautiful mug. Everything yeah. seems to work. I don't really have any negative complaints. She says at one point that she's a great performer, but she's not good at performing. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I was just, she's like, I'm a great performer, but I'm really afraid of the performance challenges or something like that. And I was like, what? These people, they never make any sense when they're doing this thing.
So. Well, but it might be that she's good at performing if she's, you know, if she's lip syncing, or she can dance the house down. But as far as acting challenges and stuff, she may know that that's not her forte.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Next, we have Elliot with two T's. I don't know what just happened there. Wait a minute. I didn't do that correctly. All right. Here we go. Elliot with two T's is 26 years old, 12 years of drag experience. I don't know how much I buy into that because 14 years. She was yes. 14 years old.
Yes. And when she said that, and she said she's been working with these Drag Race queens for 10 years.
Yeah.
So you're 26. You've been doing it for 12 years. So that means that you were 16 working with all of these queens.
Let me tell you this.
I call bullshit on that.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this. I believe she has 12 years experience, and I believe she was working with these girls for 10 years. There's one aspect I don't believe. Okay, I won't say what it is. She's from Las Vegas. She's a dancer, and that that laugh, girl.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Right. Well, I also feel that maybe she got her birth certificate at the same place that Jerry Pye did. That was 29 last yeah. year. They both went to the same website in order to birth certificate.
Yeah.
The laugh was. Very annoying.
Yeah.
I don't want to compare these queens to previous queens, but I remember you and I felt the same way about Davina DeCampo mm-hmm. with her Meet the Queens with the laugh, though that yeah. laugh was, I almost think this laugh was worse in really? Some ways, because yeah. there was no way that Davina could have kept that laugh up all the mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like this one, we seem to really enjoy ourselves and enjoy our own sense of humor. Mm-hmm. So I could see this just being kind of the regular laugh that we get through however long she's in the season. Mm-hmm. But I hated the dress. I hated the weird, like, nudie peach color yes. dress was just not
it
my
looks
thing.
Like something.
She is pretty. She has a great mug.
Yeah.
And she has very pretty eyes. I get kind of a Jane Mansfield thing from her.
Oh, yes.
Jane Mansfield, the actual, not James Mansfield. Mm-hmm. Though now that I just said that, I kind of get that too. But yeah. Jane Mansfield, the bombshell actress from the 60s.
Yeah. Also, I believe she stole that top from the woman that played Ken Berry's wife on Mama's Family. I swear to God.
Not Iola. Iola was the neighbor, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember the wife wore outfits like what she's wearing.
Earlene?
I don't know what her name is. Ask Adam Burns.
Now I have to look that up.
Yeah.
So while you're talking.
Okay, well, I'm done with her. All right, next, we have Gottmik. She's 23 years old. This is the first time. I am not trying to misgender her on purpose. This is the first time, and I'm excited about it, that we get to say he is 23 years old. He's originally from Los Angeles, a unique makeup style, because he's a makeup artist, and also a trans male. Did I already say that?
I think you did.
Yeah, he's a trans male living in Los Angeles and breaking ground here at RuPaul's Drag Race. Taylor, your thoughts here on Gottmik?
I loved the headdress. I thought the headdress was just amazing. Mm-hmm. I feel like we are going to get significant, amazing looks on the runway. Yeah. I feel like this is the wow factor. This is when he comes down the runway, whether it is just makeup or the whole outfit, mm-hmm. this is going to be the take your breath away.
Yeah.
I also am getting possible villain vibes.
Oh, really?
I don't know what, maybe it's the whole looking kind of like Maleficent. I don't know what it is, but there are enough little nuggets, enough little seeds of things that he says that I sort of am wondering if we're going into this with something to prove and we don't care who knows it.
Well, here's my question to you, though. And you know, this is a show where we call balls and strikes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be honest with you, you know, I feel, and we can talk about this right here. I mean, look, they found an amazing candidate because Gottmik in this might be the most stunning person we see in this thing. I have to look again, but the makeup is on point. The headpiece is on point. The outfit, everything is perfection here.
It's high fashion.
High fashion.
It's art.
It's art.
Yeah.
So they picked a great person, but do you feel that they're, do you get the sense that World of Wonder and RuPaul and Randy and Fenton and all, you know, Randy Barbato, Fenton Bailey, the co-producers, executive producers of the RuPaul of this show, do you get a sense that this is a stunt that they are pulling here by having, would Gottmik have been on in any other season were there no trans issues with the show? One, and two, now that he's on the show, would it be the case that they would ever give that person, especially a pioneer like this, a villain edit?
Well, I mean, they have to use what they got. And we've sort of seen that, you know, I think that the machine that is World of Wonder doesn't necessarily give a shit about, you know, mm-hmm. give a shit about the what the edit and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we would have ever actually seen a trans contestant had there not been such an uproar, which makes me sad.
Yeah.
But I feel as far as first ones go, I mean, I definitely want to see, this is really sort of, Gottmik is the first of the three that I sort of am like, I want to see what you've got.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Joey J, 30 years old, from Phoenix, Arizona. Kind of does like a butch lesbian thing and proudly complains that she doesn't wear wigs. Your thoughts on Joey J, Taylor the Latte Boy?
Joey J.
Yeah.
I really want to see what Joey J looks like with that makeup on. Because Joey
may be my
trade of the season. They're
already calling him the trade of the season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you could definitely get that. I love her hair. Mm-hmm. I want to have hair like that, including purple.
Sure.
I loved the look. The thing about no wigs was sort of the ice skater for Denali where we talked about the fact that we don't wear a wig repeatedly. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting to see how soon into the first episode Michelle Visage comments on the fact that Joey doesn't wear a wig.
Yeah.
That's because that's just become the standard of whenever you have somebody that doesn't wear, you know, I think bald queens, whether it was Sasha or the princess, can get away with it a little bit more because it is so just, it's right in your face. Whereas just wearing, you know, I think the first episode, we might not hear anything from Michelle, but the second episode, if Joey comes out with the same hairstyle and everything, you're going to hear something about it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I got from it was it's very, back in the 90s, one of my favorite superheroes is Black Canary, and she kind of went through like a real butch phase, and this reminded me of that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I think she actually gave really good advice when she said that she had just become a drag queen, but that she auditioned anyway because she wanted to get practice auditioning. I think that's good advice for any drag queen out there. Is to go out there and do an audition, knowing full well you're probably not going to get on the show, but just to get the practice, the experience under your belt of what the audition process is like. I think that's really, really good advice.
The first ding on a car.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, but I do feel that she came off a little aggressively on this Meet the Queens episode, which I think never bodes well for a contestant. That's just my opinion. I feel when you're that like, this is who I fucking am, deal. I can't think of an example of when someone like that does well. Don't read into what I'm saying. I'm reading my notes from before I knew what was saying. So don't read. Never read. I'm just reading the notes. Okay. Yeah. Any other thoughts here on Joey J. Taylor?
No, I find her very cute.
All right. Very good. Next up, we're going to have Kamora Hall, 28 years old from Chicago. She sort of has a glitz and glam housewife look. She wants it very known that she's not a dancer. She also doesn't consider herself a look queen. She's just, I don't know what she considers herself. I think she actually does say in there. But she also said that some people might call her like a legend in the Chicago scene. What were your thoughts on Kamora Hall there, Taylor?
She was the first one that I forgot from the first time I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, oh, you're here.
Yeah.
The Kamora Hall, mm-hmm. I think is dumb. Just because when you base your name off somebody that is so of a particular time of pop culture, it immediately dates you when that person is no longer relevant. I mean, nobody really talks about Kamora Lee Simmons. Nobody's really talked about her. And we had Kamora Lee Black a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's just a very dated,
yeah.
It's a very dated name.
So you don't think my name, Manji Harmon, is going to go well?
You know, but that's a classic, and the classics never
yeah,
die.
Yeah.
The one thing that I remember her saying is the whole, you know, I'm classic and contemporary. Mm-hmm. Well, that's sort of like saying I'm a Democrat, but I'm also a Republican kind of, or yeah. I mean, it's just, you're either, if you want to be a classic queen, be a classic queen. If you sure. want to be a contemporary queen or a look queen, mm-hmm. do that. Mm-hmm. But the park and bark comment of, I don't need to do crazy things. That immediately tells me that we're going to have, in my mind, there's the possibility for a Charlie Hides moment of, if we're lip syncing, we're just going to stand in one place.
Mm-hmm. You know what's so funny? She brags consistently about how much experience she has. But as anyone who watches the show will tell you, a lot of experience. Charlie Hides is a perfect example. You got this Tempest du Jour. You have Brita Filter. You have a lot of queens who, a lot of experience doesn't necessarily mean shit. And in
yes.
fact, I would often say it hinders you, because I don't know why, but it seems that RuPaul doesn't seem to like those kinds of people. I would also say, I wouldn't be surprised if she was shady. I could see a very shady thing about her. And by the way, she says at her point that she says her drag is very current, and maybe it's true. It's hard to judge people based on the Meet the Queens, but this is not a current. I mean, the wig
no.
might be a little, but that outfit is straight up like
1950s yeah. circus mm-hmm. poodle trainer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's anything there. Anything else on Kamora Hall there, Taylor the Latte Boy?
No.
All right. Next up, we have a Candy Muse, 25 years old. She calls herself the Dominican Doll from New York City. I have stolen the name from her from Reddit. Reddit coined her Fat Aja. She's a self-proclaimed bitch and a hoe, but she is not inspired by pop culture at all. Taylor, I'm very curious to hear about your opinion about Candy Muse.
I wrote, I want to hate her, but I'm afraid I'm going to fall in love with her by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she immediately got on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
From the first second, it was just like, oh, God, like everything she was saying, the way she was talking about her hairy back, everything like that. I was just yeah. like, oh, I am not enjoying this at all. Mm-hmm. But there's also something, there is a charm factor there
mm-hmm.
that I feel like she is going to have the moment that I've talked about in other seasons of where mm-hmm. she's going to say something in a confessional, or she's going to say something in the workroom. And I'm immediately going to go, well, now I have to love you.
Yeah.
That sort of is where I feel like I'm going to be with her. Right now, she's one of my least favorite, mm-hmm. but she's the one that I feel like could really do something to where at the end of it, I'm going to be like, oh my God, I just give me more Candy Muse. I want candy.
Yeah. Now when, no, you shouldn't have it, but you know, when former Afterthought personality Evan Ayers was out here, mm-hmm. he and I went to Mickey's, where the yes. House of Aja was performing. Aja was there, Dahlia Sin was there, but also Candy Muse was there. And mm-hmm. I remember her performance because it was so... Now, maybe she's changed. You know, Evan was here like 3-4 years ago. I don't know how long ago he was here, right? To visit
yeah.
me. And it was the year Asia O'Hara had the butterflies, whatever year that was.
So that was 9.
Season 10, actually.
Season 10. Okay. Yeah. So, all right.
Aquaria one. And so it was almost 3 years ago. And maybe she's grown since then in many ways. And she was so boring, Taylor. she was so boring that I was lifeless. I remember just being, they came on, she did two numbers. It was so boring, so nothing.
I remember you talking about it.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about it.
Yeah, awful. It was awful. Mm. Now, that said, Dahlia Sin was great, and we saw how she did. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe there's like a weird, what's up is up, down, and what's down is up. But
it's a Freaky Friday.
And going to address what you said, I want to put this disclaimer out there. I am not comparing her to anybody here. I'm just going to say she'll make great television, because what I've seen of the cast, you're going to need great television, because it doesn't seem like a lot of them make for great television except for her.
The only other thing that I wrote was she will be the star of the confessionals.
Yes, she will be the star of the confessionals. All right, let's move on to Lala Ree. She's 30 years old from Atlanta. She has 3 years of drag experience. She wants it known she is not a dancer and she can't sew. So welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race season 13. Taylor. Taylor, what do you have to say about Lala Ree?
I wrote down not polished.
No, no.
I wrote down I can't sew. What the fuck? I think that has to be a requirement at this point. I think either you know how to sew or you say you don't know how to sew and then you wow us because you secretly know how to sew.
Sure.
Where you do it as a strategy type thing. Mm-hmm. The look, not great. Mm-hmm. The look for the confessional, not great. The hips, not great. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though I am going to go on record as saying I think she will be one of the first two girls to have to lip sync for their life.
Okay.
So I think that is a guarantee. However, I do not think she will go home for reasons we will get into later.
All right. Very good. Now, I will say that this outfit is atrocious. It might even be one of the worst of the whole batch. But,
yeah.
And I hate this wig with the dark roots and everything like that.
Yeah.
But I will say I like her. I like her, and it's funny because we just came off of Candy Muse. I think she also makes great television. And there's a very positive...
There is something very personable about her. I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that she's got what it takes to go all the way.
All right. Very good. Very fair point. Any other thoughts on Lala Ree?
No, not at this time.
All right, here we go. Next, we have Olivia Lux. She's 26 years old from Brooklyn, New York. She is actually, and that's unusual to hear, intimidated by the rest of the cast. You know, she walked in, she said she saw Candy Muse, Rosé, Tina Burner, and she was very intimidated because she has less than a year of drag experience. Taylor, your thoughts on Olivia Lux?
She's the second one that I forgot about from the first time I watched it. Mm-hmm. That being said, I love her face. Mm-hmm. She has a beautiful bone structure, an amazing mouth. I love the fact that she had this fiery, like, orange red wig that made her pop from everybody else as far as the looks go.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed drunk though. There are times in the interview that she seemed very, you know, where I've had a couple of drinks in me and mm-hmm. I'm super happy and I'm super fun. And I do the thing where I kind of lean forward and slur my words a little bit. And then I lean back and then I lean forward and slur my words a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that she's going to be around very long. I almost wonder if she's also one of the first ones to lip sync.
Sure.
But that, like, we're watching right now, she sort of did, I've done that drunken move where she kind of leans back and sort of flops her hands.
Yeah.
I've done that before, so I don't know, but she kind of looks like Tisha Campbell from TV's Martin. Mm-hmm. That's what I think she looks like. She's gorgeous, but I don't know that we're going to have her very long.
All right. I put in my notes, I couldn't make my mind up on her. I thought she looked great. But I also am a big fan of the fact that she's a baby queen. Actually, on a second watch, I will tell you that I really, really liked her. I think maybe the first time around, the reason I couldn't make up my mind was I was so distracted for some reason for her more than the other queens. And they did it with the other queens. They're trying to do that thing where the editors go crazy.
Yeah.
And they did it on her more than any of the other queens. And so it was very distracting. And so I think maybe that's why I had a sort of an iffy feeling about her at first. But I more positive on the second go round. I'm a big fan. And I like the idea of a baby queen who's so confident and yet willing to acknowledge how not confident they are.
Yeah. So,
All right, very good. Ready to move on to the next one?
Sure.
Let's go over to Rosé. Rosé is 31 from New York. Your thoughts on Rosé? Oh, no, I have notes right here. Sorry. She loves pink. Okay. I forgot that Luke gave us notes. Okay. She loves pink. She's a singer, dancer, actor, comedy queen. She went to theater school. And she's a friend of last season, season 12's Jan. Taylor, your thoughts on Rosé?
I hated the dress. Mm-hmm. I absolutely hated the dress and the hair. Mm-hmm. The one thing that she said that really sort of stood out to me was that she talked about that the misconception for her is that she didn't work as hard to get there, but she's apparently like a really well-beloved queen in New York. And I wonder if that's a New York-specific thing. Specifically, you know, just, you know, comparing her to Olivia Lux, who's been doing this less than a year, mm-hmm. and we're already on Drag Race.
Yeah.
Would, you know, is there a higher standard that's held for the New York queens than there are for other, like within the New York queen community,
mm-hmm.
is there a higher standard? So I'm curious as to if that will come up at all amongst the other New York queens that are there.
Yeah.
But she also seems to have a strong sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, talking about, you know, the fact that she came from the same school apparently that Jan did, and maybe Lemon did, from Drag Race Canada. I don't feel like she is throwing it in your face like the way Jan and Lemon did, as far as that they were theater kids, at least not in this interview. We may see differently when she's on the show, but I feel like she's a strong contender.
So she says at early on that she wore pink because she couldn't wear pink when she was younger. Then later on says that her parents supported her the entire way. And I was like, and that got me thinking. I got to thinking, that's a crock of shit. Because she just said that she couldn't wear pink. That's a throwback to season 6. I did write in my notes, oh God, a theater queen. Then I wrote, I'm not even joking. I will show you, Taylor. Let me, without showing anything here. I wrote, oh God, Jan. She was bragging about knowing this Jan.
Well, I think that the difference is from the moment we saw Jan, Jan basically grabbed a hold of the camera, got in the face and said, love me. You know, I'm everything. You have to love me. Whereas I feel like we're seeing if Jan had been more confident, I feel like this is what we're getting. So it's not going to be that in your face, hopefully, like
Taylor. She literally bragged that she was good at breathing and laughing.
I missed that part. But we'll see. Right, we'll see. Right. Lord, every year I get these completely wrong. So
let me tell you this. If she goes far, someone's going to be guilty of Jan slaughter. And first degree Jan slaughter. All right. Next up, we have Simone. She's 25 years old, from Los Angeles via Arkansas. Friend of Gigi Good. She has 7 years of drag experience. She's been inspired by Tina Turner, Diana Ross, Whitney Houston, and most of all, Rihanna. Taylor, your thoughts on Simone?
I really hope she doesn't keep the teeth in all season.
Gold teeth. Oh, does she have gold teeth? I didn't even know.
She has gold teeth in, and it affects her speech. Apparently I have gold teeth in because it's affecting my speech right now.
Yeah.
I want to see range from her.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the hair. I thought the hair was amazing as far as just the structure of it and how she's keeping that balanced on her head.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see the mechanics of that. Mm-hmm. But she also was the third one that I forgot about. She was one that she came out. I'm like, oh yeah, which you would think with hair like that, mm-hmm. that would stand out. And mm-hmm. I just completely forgot about her until I saw her this next time.
All right.
So she's beautiful, but
I like her attitude. I really do. I also think it's really cool that she named her inner saboteur Buckwheat Joe. Uh-huh. And she's one of the ones I like. I'm a big fan of Simone. Any other thoughts on Simone, Taylor?
Not really.
Okay, moving on. The next one. We have Tamisha Iman. Good job on producer Luke Stamen on getting her age, because she does not mention it in her video.
I wrote that down as a note. But how old is she?
She is 43 years old. She went from Birmingham, Alabama to Atlanta, and she doesn't like to talk about her age, apparently. Your thoughts on Tamisha Iman, Tale of the Latte Boy?
To quote a former co-host of this show,
I quit.
That wig is thirsty.
Uh-huh.
That wig is hard, especially on a big HD TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like we watched this yesterday.
Okay, we get it. You have a big HD TV.
With all that afterthought money, buying a big TV.
Mm-hmm.
I get that we're wearing the breastplate, but then it cuts off our necks.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really moving, and that might be because of the breastplate and the wig. There's something about it that is just where the wig doesn't move, but the head moves, and it's that I want to like her. But much like my question about whether or not Dahlia was an ice skater or a figure skater, is Tanisha the total package?
She's a total package. And by the way, her name is Tamisha.
Tamisha. Oh, I'm sorry.
Tamisha, you are the girl that I need on.
Another bad creation?
She is another bad creation. I'm going to tell you something. The part that got me was when she was like, all these other girls are copying Beyonce, but if Beyonce wears it, I'm going to wear the same outfit but take it to the next level. Okay, hold on for a second. Beyonce is a multi-millionaire who has the top designers vying, killing themselves to design for her. And Tamisha Iman is going to take those top designers, worn by one of the most beautiful women in the country, maybe the world.
The world.
And she is going to top that over at Flaming Saddles, you know?
I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I said that, what's her name? Lala Ri will not go home the first time she lip syncs is because there's no way they're not going to put the two of them against each other in a lip sync for your life.
Oh, the mother against the daughter. That's right. Lala Ri's drag.
Absolutely no way they're not going to. That is something that when they announced that to RuPaul, or when they said that when Ru figured out that it was mother-daughter, the boner RuPaul got at the idea of putting these two against each other, massive.
God, there's a spoiler that has nothing to do with Elimination Order, I promise, that I want to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you, but it may come sooner than you think.
Okay.
So, all right. So, what I was going to say, one more thing I was going to say is that, you know, and this is Tamisha has no control over this, but I'm going to harken back to what I said earlier. RuPaul doesn't like old queens. Okay. And it's sad that 40, you and I are both older than Tamisha Iman, but,
God, we are.
Oh yeah. And, you are, I was lying. I just wanted you to feel better. I'm only 33. all right. So here we go. Moving on to Tina Burner. She's 39 years old from New York City. She values performance over looks. Her drag style, as she described it, is questionable. And she's not trying to look like a fashion model because she ultimately is what? A performer. Taylor, your thoughts on Tina Burner from New York City?
She's the fourth one I forgot about.
Oh, really? How would you forget about her?
I just totally forgot about her. Other ones stood out more to me. I have tried very hard during this Meet the Queens episode to not compare the contestants to other queens.
Sure.
She is the hardest one to do that because that is very much she's this season's fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying really hard to not say names, but I think we know some of the names.
Mm-hmm. Ivy Winters.
Yeah, clearly. Nicole Page Brooks.
Robbie Turner.
The Princess.
Mm-hmm.
Akasha.
Pork Chop.
Yes.
No, who was that one that went home first in season 5? She was the fan favorite voted in.
Penetration.
Penetration, that's right. Yeah.
Penetration, yes. Yes, oh, clearly. These are the queens we're talking
who's
about.
Who's the little midget?
I hate when you call her that. Not Yara Sophia.
Kenya Michaels.
Kenya Michaels.
She's this season's Kenya Michaels.
Yeah, she's this season's Kenya Michaels. So this linebacker in yellow and red hair. I kind of tuned out when she was talking.
Sure.
What do you think?
I actually like this outfit. I like the look. It's very bold. It's very drag. I do think she does seem like a lot, I will say. But she is an old school kind of drag queen, which I like to see on the show. I'm very, you know, last season we had an old school kind of drag queen named Sherry Pie, but she was erased from the season for obvious and legitimate reasons. But I would love to see it actually portrayed on the show again. We know RuPaul likes that kind of drag queen. So,
do you think that's why they had her come on? Kind of as a, she's the,
she, you know, like, let's this, make up for what Sherry Pie did. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like a reboot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are we done with Tina Burner?
I am done with Tina Burner.
So let's wrap it up with Utica Queen. Taylor, the Latte Boy, your thoughts? Oh, wait. Well, she's kooky. Very kooky. Also kooky. She's 25 years old from Utica, Minnesota. She designs and creates her own looks. She's also, and this is kind of shocking, a Seventh-day Adventist.
Yes. Which I don't know much about that.
Hmm. What were your thoughts on Utica Queen?
I thought she was trying really hard.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying really, really hard to be sort of the kooky, spooky, ooky sort of, you know, look, you know, personality. Not necessarily extra.
Yeah.
But there's just, it's, as you said for the last one, a lot. Mm-hmm. She is a lot.
Yeah.
My fear for you and I is that you and I are going to immediately go to the Minnesota imitation anytime we're talking about her. And I don't want that to necessarily be the case. I like the outfit. The outfit was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She sort of feels like one of those girls that I feel like we would have seen her on Drag Race UK.
Yeah. I could see that's a very good point.
This model of particular girl.
Yes.
Just kind of that, just sort of really sort of, there's an avant-garde-ness to her that I appreciate that I don't know necessarily makes her a good candidate for this iteration of Drag Race.
All right. Very good. I wrote, what is going on? But I'm intrigued by her. I am. I can't take my eyes off of her, and I can't stop paying. Like the one thing I will say is I never lost interest in what she was saying. I was constantly hanging on every word that she was saying because I didn't know what was going to come out of her mouth.
Okay. I get that.
Okay, Taylor the Lottie Boy, that is all the queens. But now we're at the part, we're at the very critical part here where now you're going to give me your predictions. Let me see how many queens there are, actually.
There are 12.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
There are 13. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wait, that's true?
Because there was a 14th queen that was eliminated before the season even started.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah, you are right. Oh, yeah, because of that drama with taking the people's phones and doing something with their photos in there or something. Okay. So why don't we put... there's going to be a top four. Okay.
Okay.
So let me actually write it down here.
Yeah. Let me. All right.
Okay. So we'll say there's the top four. Okay. Then we will say the next four, 5 through 8. And then we'll say 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. There's a top five, so to speak. A bottom five.
Or a bottom five.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you don't remember, you don't have to put the order. You just have to say who is in that bottom five. And here's what we'll do. I'm gonna stay silent so I can find it later, edit it out. But when you hear the beep, when we come back, you will have Taylor's numbers, but we'll stay silent while Taylor does that. Take as much time as you like.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Taylor the Latte Boy, I've gotten the signal that you are back, that you have your ranking here. Let's start with the first quadrant here. Well, it's not really a quadrant.
Why don't we do the bottom five, the middle ones, and then can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are your bottom five here?
So in alphabetical order,
alphabetical
not in any
order.
Sort of,
okay.
Okay. Oh, shit. Did I do that wrong? Oh, fuck. No, no, I didn't. Okay. All right. In alphabetical order, mm-hmm. I think that the bottom five are going to be Kamora, Lala Ree, Olivia Lux, mm-hmm. Simone, mm-hmm. and Tina Burner.
Okay. And then we have the next four.
Okay.
What do you have?
So for me, the next four to go, again, only in alphabetical order, not sure. in order of actual leaving,
sure.
is Denali, mm-hmm. Joey J,
okay.
Tamisha, mm-hmm. and Utica Queen.
Utica Queen, okay.
Yes.
And then we have the top four. This is what you're saying, are the top four of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 13.
So my top four, or okay, let me rephrase that. The ones I think will be in the top four.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe not your favorites, but who you predict.
Not my favorites.
Yeah, who you predict so, will be in the top four, yeah.
I would say Elliot with two T's, which actually that may switch. That one is one that could possibly switch with the other ones. But now that I'm looking at that, I'm sort of like, why did I say that? But mm-hmm. there's something about Elliot that I think will go far.
Sure.
Gottmik,
okay.
Candy Muse, mm-hmm. and Rosé.
Interesting. Okay, so what you're saying right now, the top four of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 13 is Elliot with two T's, Gottmik, Candy Muse, and Rosé.
Yes.
Okay, very good. I'm going to play now. Do you have any, because it's going to be a few weeks, Taylor, before we come back here with the show, you know, the actual show. Do you have any last words before we see each other again?
I'm excited to do the season with you again. It's been a while, and mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to talking about these girls. And it was weird watching so many seasons of Drag Race and not thinking to myself, oh, well, I'll get to talk about this on a show, or I'll have mm-hmm. to talk about this on a show, or,
yeah.
you know, feeling the need to add commentary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to spending time with you, my friend Joe, with his little top knot.
Oh, my God, this pandemic. I know, my hair.
How long is your hair now?
I'll take it off. Hold on.
Will you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because everyone knows that I haven't cut my hair, but...
When was the last time you cut your hair?
In, like, the spring of last year.
So it's been...
It's not that bad. It just gets annoying. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not... And then how long is it?
What did
in
you
the
think
back?
I was gonna like go like this and like just
weird something?
Like I was gonna be Crystal Gale,
look like Rosanna Dan all of a sudden, where it just kind of fills up the whole area.
Yeah, I was gonna. Don't you make my brown eyes blue? I was gonna start.
Well, you kind of had like the John Belushi, you know, samurai top knot.
Oh, I do.
There,
yeah, so. Well, more like for my Uncle Iroh from Avatar: The Last Airbender. What's going on here?
I don't know.
Anyway. Okay. Well, Taylor, let's call it a day there.
Okay.
I haven't done the outro yet for season 13. What shows are you on again?
I am on Pod Is My Co-Pilot, which you can find at podismycopilot.com. And I am on Twitter at PIMC Taylor. Mm-hmm. I'm also on Instagram at PIMC Taylor. And I have an art Instagram called Watch Me Procreate.
Is that where you put penguins doing judo or something like that?
No, but I have done. It's just a place for me to kind of post some stuff. I use a program called Procreate that I like to do digital art on, and I'm trying new things and I try it out, and it's people that listen to the show. A couple of our hardcore listeners have definitely found me over there and started listening to me. So are watching me or liking my pictures and stuff. So I love attention. So validate me.
By the way, everybody, I mentioned this in the middle of the show. I'm on vacation. So naturally, Patreon is so fucking good right now. People keep telling me how good it is. You have mm-hmm. the best of catching up. You have Shady Pine Season 2 with a new Afterthought Media host that you guys, if you're the public feed, have not met yet, but everyone seems to be going nuts over him, Adam Salandra.
He's great. We have
All-Stars 2 revisited with me and Jay Ellis. We have Friend of the Show, where we talk to people that I mention on the show all the time. And then Hallmark Homos with Joe and Lori, where we talk about Hallmark shows and rip on them. So people are loving that. They love it better without me. You know, just leave. Okay, guys, go to patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia to join Patreon, or just go to, you're on the feed already to go to this show. I'm bad at this one. I don't write it down. Taylor, thank you so much. I will see you right after New Year's Day.
Yeah. Have a good holiday, everybody.
See you in 2021.
Woohoo!
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring the show. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/dragrace.